Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Slash. Am I speaking with Robert?
This is him.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm calling with regards to your Schedule 1 interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Robert, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I see it here, Robert, that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the security question with Paul. So I'm going to go ahead now. I mean, with John. You talk with John. Okay. So
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead now and verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Spain Hour Enterprises. Did I get it right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the address that I have on here is 117 Rolling Green Lane, King, North Carolina, 27021.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It is a home location.
Okay. Home office?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Will you be able to read to me your license number and expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Is that my driver's license?
Oh, your business license. Like, when you register your business to the state, did your state require you for the license for the services that you offer?
Is that my EIN number?
Oh, not also the EIN. So
okay. I sent some pictures through email, and
okay.
It has my business number, license number in that for the wildlife. But the other things that I offer, they don't require a license with the state of North Carolina.
Gotcha. All right. I'll note it here then. And let me see. But you do have the EIN. And you are insured, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. And also, Robert, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google have the rewards verified.
No.
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you.
Thank you.
Okay. And later in the call, Robert, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Slash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 336-341-0505?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's spainhourenterprises@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and do you already have a business website?
No, he said that you guys were going to set that up for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not a problem. If you don't have any website yet, we can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead here, Robert, and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from. And I highly suggest that you have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Let me check. So your business name is Spain Hour Enterprises. It's actually quite long for a domain name. But let's check if Spain Hour is available. It's not. Definitely have to make it in mind, so I can go ahead and check if it is available, or do you want to do just Spain Hour Enterprises?
What do you mean a domain name? Where they look up on Google?
Yep. So this is what people are going to type online to check. For example, SpainHourEnterprises.com. And once they type in, they will see our website popping up.
Okay. Yeah, just SpainHourEnterprises is fun.
Okay. This is the URL, the main name of the URL. Okay. So we do have SpainHourEnterprises.com, or do you want to do SpainHourEnterprises.net? What do you want?
.net or a URL?
Do you want to do .com or .net?
We can do .com.
Okay, let's have .com for you. So your domain name or your URL is SpainHourEnterprises.com. And just in case that you want to cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now we will create a stunning website for you. And now since you'll create the website, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the website that you would like. So for your site, Robert, what colors do you prefer?
Black and Carolina blue.
Okay, let's do black and Carolina blue. Okay, let me add it here real quick. And do you have any special offers that you want on your website? For example, do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
You could do for the dumpsters. We could do $400 for 7 days, and
okay.
No dump fee.
So for dumpsters, there is $400 for 7 days and no dump fee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
I guess it would be animal control, and dumpsters, and land excavation.
All right. So you do animal control, dumpsters, and land excavation. All right. Do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
Like what? Like Yelp?
Like, yeah, do you have reviews from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook?
Yeah, I have Yelp, and I do Facebook.
Okay, so you do have reviews from Yelp. Do you want it to be displayed on your website?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just add that here. Let me check if I do have your Yelp link. Well, I do have the one from Angie's, but I will note that we'll be adding from Yelp. Okay. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your site?
I have, I email them to the email, the local.
Oh, photos for localsplash.com?
Yep.
Okay, you sent some photos. Thank you so much for that. And did you include a gallery of before and after photos?
I have a few on there, but I just really just put after pictures, mainly.
Gotcha. And would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos in your site?
Yeah, we can. Once I get going, I guess I could get a few.
We highly suggest. It's highly recommended. Okay.
Okay.
And would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And how about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site with you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's work on that. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
Is it costing you extra money?
Oh, no, not, there's no extra cost for that. Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, we could do the AI thing.
Okay. AI chat widget. Let me just add it here. And how about, are there any websites that you like, Robert? Like, have you checked anyone's website and maybe we can use it as a reference, or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
I wouldn't be sure about
Do you happen to love any website?
Do I happen to love any website?
Yeah. Do you happen to like any website that you happen to see or no?
I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
What do you suggest on the website?
No problem. Just in case you do have a website that you like, maybe we can use it as a reference for the website that we will be creating. But if you haven't really checked anyone's website, not a problem. Our team do create a very good website. You will receive an email once your website is live or up and running. And if ever you have any concerns or any revisions, just let us know, okay? So we can help you.
Okay.
All right. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
No. Okay. Maybe later on, but not at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. You can skip it for now. And how about anything? Is there anything specific you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
Maybe some photos, like background photos, and maybe I can make an introduction video to business.
Okay. Background photos, and you want to do video introduction for the business.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to provide a video?
Yeah, I could not do it today, but I can make one and start working on it.
Yep, sounds good. I'll note it here that you will provide a video so our team can add it on the website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, we can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first?
What do you mean?
Do you want to talk with our website team if you want to have a deeper conversation with them with regards to your website layout, or do you want to check your website first, how it looks like, before you want to give a call with our website team?
Yeah, I'll do that first. Check my website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's check the website first, and if ever there's any concerns, give us a call, send us a text or an email if you want me to book you a call with them so we can block a calendar, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. And since you would like to have the ability to process a customer's payment directly through your website, to make this possible, Robert, we will need a couple of things from you. First, we need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, we will send you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and now let us set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide a unique local number, Robert, that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. These tools track every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Robert. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize, okay? So they got you the number we are using the overlay 743 because 336 is not available, okay? So we do have the 743-235-9778. Are you okay with that phone number?
For my phone number?
Yeah, this is going to be your call tracking number. This is endorsed by Google itself. So that means to say, Robert, we are promoting you with this phone number, with this call tracking number. So you will be able to track your leads, and it will also filter out spam calls. But all the calls are going to go directly to your number that ends with 0505.
So all of my business, I don't. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Yep. But you will receive all the calls through your number, okay?
Okay. To my regular number.
To your regular number, 0505.
Okay.
All right. And after we end this call, Robert, I will do a test call to make sure that this call tracking number works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? For this, Robert, we do have a one-time fee of $19, and we will record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Spain Ever Enterprises. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, ma'am. Hey, can I talk to this person in front of me for a couple of minutes, then get back to the call?
Yeah, sure. Just take your time.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hey, sorry for that.
Yeah, not a problem. All right, are we all good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, gotcha. And, yep, we're not going to add anything on that professional recording, but if ever you'd be interested one day, you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay.
And since you have your own domain name already, Robert, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or are you have you heard about Google Workspace?
I have not. What is that?
Okay, so Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have the domain name, the SpainHourEnterprises.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, I can have an email that says Robert@SpainHourEnterprises.com or info@SpainHourEnterprises.com. So that will build in the trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your growth toolkit, you can add it, and you can always add this anytime if you're not decided for now. Okay?
No, I don't need it.
Yep, you can skip this for now. And now let's identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So you just mentioned earlier, Robert, that you do animal control, dumpsters, and land excavation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably land excavation.
Land excavation. All right. So, do you want it to be found first with the keyword land excavator? All right. Mm-hmm. Or excavating.
Probably grading.
Okay. Let me check. Let me help you with that keyword. I'm pulling up the top performing keywords for you. But you want it to be found first with grading services?
Yes.
Okay. Let me move here. All right. Let me check the grading for you. Okay. Is I will be pulling up the top performing industry keywords under land excavation or excavation contractor, and I'm going to read to you all the keywords. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list or if you want to add more, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So let me add, you want to be found first with the keyword grading services and not excavation contractor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we do have grading services. Am I going to add excavation contractor or not?
Yes.
Okay. We have excavation contractor, land excavation services, site clearing services, land clearing services. We already have the grading services. Just on the top of the list, we have site grading contractor, regrading services, site preparation services. We have trenching services, utility trenching services. We have septic excavation services, basement excavation services, pond excavation services, pool excavation services, rock excavation services. We also have demolition and excavation services. And we have Bobcat and excavation services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to add also the ones that you have mentioned earlier, the animal control and dumpsters, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. For the animal control, I want to make sure that we get the correct keyword. Are we going to add here animal control services?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure. For dumpsters, are we going to have...
Is having too many keywords, does it cost more money?
Actually not, but we wanted you to have at least like 20 keywords just to make sure that we'll be optimizing it well. But we will be working on the keywords for you. That's why I want to make sure we are working on the correct keywords. For dumpsters, is it going to be dumpster rental?
Yes.
Okay. What else? Do you have any other service related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
How many keywords do you have for animal control?
I only got one for animal control services.
Can you put more for that in there?
Okay. What keywords would you like for animal control that you want to add?
What's a good one? Do you have any suggestions?
Yep, I do have, and let me know if you are okay with this. I do have wildlife removal services.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. How about emergency animal removal?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, let me add that here. Emergency animal removal. And you also do wildlife trapping services?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
We can do some for the dumpsters.
Okay. For the dumpsters, let me pull up the top performing keywords for you. I do have here, we're done with dumpster rental. How about roll-off dumpster rental?
Yes.
Okay.
And can we put property clean out?
Yeah, sure. Let me add that. What else?
Land cleaning.
Okay, we do have land clearing, but you want to add a land cleaning, correct?
Yeah, something to maybe land junk removal.
Okay.
Or junk removal, maybe.
Yeah, junk removal is the best keyword. Is that correct?
Okay.
That's okay. Junk removal.
And that's all the keywords I think I need.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, Robert, you will still receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Unique or sets me apart?
Yeah.
I've started my business on my own without any help.
Amazing. All right. What else?
I want to help serve the community and giving fair pricing for the services that I offer.
Gotcha. That's the best one, giving fair prices.
Yes.
All right. I may add, do you offer free estimates?
I do.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business or no? Just you? So,
it's just me.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We can add those. Those are actually very helpful for the description for the business around your area. And do you have a mission statement?
What would that sound like?
Okay. I do prepare the list for you. Do you want to hear a few samples? Let me have it here. So I have here, Robert, at Spain Hour Enterprises, we strive for honesty and fairness with our relationships with our customers. We have at Spain Hour Enterprises, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. And we have here at Spain Hour Enterprises, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Do you like anything from the list?
Yeah, I like the second one.
The second one. So we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. So let's have this as your mission statement. Do you have a tagline or a slogan?
Break the cycle.
Okay, break the cycle. It's very... It's short and catchy, so let's break the cycle. Let me just add it.
Or you can put "Make Spain Hour Great Again."
Makes the hour great again, or I think break the cycle is also a good one.
Is it okay? It's better.
Okay. Yep. Break the cycle, or make stay an hour. Let's just do the break the cycle, the one that you.
I think that sounds noise. Too much like Trump, and it would run people off.
Yep. Let's do break the cycle.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
And how many years have you been in business?
So I've done wildlife control for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Grading and excavating for 10 years. And my dumpster rentals for less than 1 year.
Okay. So when you registered the Spain Hour Enterprises, did you put it, like, was it like 10 years ago?
No, I registered it less than a year.
Less than a year. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know that. But anyways, you've mentioned that some of the business started 10 years ago. So maybe let's put it here if this started 2016.
That sounds good.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
18 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So I'll note the 18 years of experience for you. Okay. And I think your years of experience sets you apart from your competitors. 18 years is a big thing. So maybe
long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So 18 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Three.
You've got three. You have a good number. And do you work in residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to confirm, Robert, that I got here your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Saturday, you do 8 to 5, and on Sundays, you're closed.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much for this. And for the types of payments that you do accept, I have cash, checks, and cards.
Correct? I'm not able to take cards yet.
Hmm. Okay.
But I can maybe get a Square account or something. But I've got Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, and cash.
Gotcha. So you do cash, checks, Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo.
Yep.
Okay, let's do that for now. So now that I have your business information, Robert, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear
What was the first one?
Yeah, the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
All right, let's work with that. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see here, Robert, that your business is located in King, North Carolina. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, can we just do 50-mile radius of the home / business address?
Actually, having 50-mile radius, setting up your account with 50-mile radius is not highly recommended for the ranking. We highly suggest specific cities. Do you want to do cities, zip codes, or counties?
We could do Greensboro.
Okay.
Mount Airy.
We have Greensboro.
Mount Airy.
Mount Airy, what else?
Mocksville.
Mm-hmm.
Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that looking like for the coverage?
did you have for here for the coverage?
We could do Pilot Mountain.
Pilot Mountain. Let me add it to
here. Pinnacle.
They have 6 now.
Does that look good?
Yep, looks good. Or you want to add one more? We can try adding one more.
Yeah, we can put Walker Town.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for this. And do you know, Robert, if you do have a Google Business profile?
Do I know what? Sorry.
Do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
What does that look like?
Have you tried creating a Google account on your Google Business profile?
No, I don't think so. I may have. I'm not sure.
All right. Let me see. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research just to make sure if you do have an existing Google Business profile or not, because having more than one is not helpful for you. I do see here Spain Hour and Spain Hour grading, but this is not your address. Let me check.
No, it's not mine.
Yep. 7 West King. So this is not yours. You don't have a number 2120, right?
No.
Okay, yep. So you don't have any Google Business profile associated with your account. So that is nothing to worry. We will create and optimize it for you, okay? We will create the Google Business profile instead. So Google requires one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard. And your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, Robert, you will verify with a short video tour. You show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management. And you will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
Yes, I've got business cards, and I've got dumpsters that have my name. And I've sent those in the photos to that email.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. That is very helpful. So we can start here on our end. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. Okay? And having those business cards will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. So we are hiding your address. And also, in the unlikely event, the postcard method is you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself in the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Robert, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm sending you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Yeah, I've already sent all of those pictures over.
Oh, together with the other 6 pictures that you sent. Let me just check it here real quick. But thank you so much for doing that before the call.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, Robert, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to go ahead and activate this for your business?
Does it cost extra?
No, no extra cost for this. And I highly suggest that you do add this.
Let's do it.
And anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it to your dashboard. And let's talk about Yelp now. You mentioned earlier that you do have a Yelp page, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow? There's no additional cost for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. And for us to be able to do that, Robert, we will need to be added as admin to your page. So I will be sending you an email for the instructions, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me just note it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do.
Okay. And you do have a Facebook page. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Robert, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information. So please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since you do have Facebook ads, I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. Let me just send it to you real quick. And I really do hope that you will be able to add us as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads on a correct timeline, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me just send it to you real quick. Okay, there's a special link on the email, Robert, and on that link, it will ask you to log in using your personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry because we will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page. All right.
Okay.
And let's talk about your Facebook ads now. For your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy, do you want to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Yeah, I can let the team handle it for me. They can either use some of the photos that I have sent on the email, or they can just make them themselves.
Yep. I'm actually noting it already that you're sending photos that they can use on the Facebook ads. If they do find good photos that they think is very helpful for the ads, okay?
Okay.
And there are 3 lead response methods for the Facebook ads, and you can only choose one. So we do have the form sale, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form sale, your potential customers, Robert, will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ad tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, Robert, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Well, some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call default. And the last option is the Facebook Messenger. So if you want to do Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through the Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on a business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. And I would like to give my recommendation, Robert, is I wanted you to get the most of it, okay? So we actually highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. And the other options, again, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
What do you suggest, the Messenger?
We highly suggest the form fill, where your clients will fill in the form on your Facebook ad, and you will receive their information via email and SMS in real time.
Okay, let's do that. Does it cost extra?
No, it doesn't cost extra.
Okay,
it's part
we'll
of
do
the
that
Facebook
one.
Ads that we're running. Mm-hmm. Let's work the form fill. And I do see, Robert, that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Well, Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started one day, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results. If you'd be interested, give us a call anytime, okay?
Was that not included with the platinum plan that he got me?
The platinum plan that he got you, what is included is your Google Business Profile search engine optimization. So we will be optimizing you with the keywords that we discussed earlier.
Oh, okay. But that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Google Ads is a different thing, but if you
want
to add
we'll do that in the future.
Yeah, sounds good. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
You can just call anytime.
Okay. And thank you for uploading your logo, sending your logo, so we can work that on the marketing. And now, Robert, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And thank you for sending the photos, the videos, or logo. If you have more, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. The search growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just note it here. Okay. Of course, Robert, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, that's going to be the same day, Friday. That's 1st of May. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
That's fine.
Okay, I want to do it at the same time when we started a client interview.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when you will call. All right. And as I had mentioned earlier, Robert, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a net valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And let me just add it here. Let me make sure that everything is set up. Okay, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Not at the moment. I just need to reply to the emails. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. I really highly suggest, Robert, that you do add us as admin to your Facebook business page as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline for the Facebook ads that we'll be running. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If I have trouble with that,
yes.
Do I need to log into my Facebook to be able to give you that?
Yes. Actually, on the link, on the email that we sent you, there's a link that you just have to get on. And on that link, it will ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use on creating your Facebook business page. Because we do know that the Facebook business page is created through a personal Facebook, correct?
Right.
So, yep. After logging in, you just have to choose the page that you will grant us access, and that's it. It's going to be just as simple as that. Mm-hmm.
Sounds
and
good.
If you are having a hard time, if you want us to walk you through, let us know so we can assist you, okay?
That's okay. It sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in 5 to 7 days, also, Robert, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back if we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's everything looks good.
All right. Thank you so much, Robert. Then again and again, do not hesitate to reach out once you have any concerns, okay? Thank you, Robert.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.